Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. CamFlo.
What exactly his role was. We know now that George Godsey is giving the plays to the quarterback. You previously said that Charlie gets the call and gives it to the quarterback in the initial system. My question is, please just clarify for us, was Charlie Fry the primary final say play caller in the first four games?
So, and I understand the question. I mean, our focus is on Atlanta right now. We've kind of talked at length about, you know, the situation. It's always been a collaborative effort. It was that earlier in the year. It's that now. We talked about the process earlier in the year that changed to what the process is now. You know, we'll kind of leave it at that and just kind of, you know, move forward. And our focus is on Atlanta, today's practice, in preparation for that. And really just, you know, looking forward. I think it's always been a collaborative effort. It always will be a collaborative effort. And, you know, we'll leave it at that.
Ryan, I know you're saying that your focus is on Atlanta, but just the other elephant in the room, there are reports out of Houston that trade talks between you guys and the Texans for Deshaun Watson have started again or have continued this week. Is there any truth to that, or is there anything you can comment about that?
You know, I don't really get into rumors. Tua's our quarterback. We're happy with the quarterback, our quarterback situation. And, you know, I'll leave it at that, which, you know, I've said multiple times.
With this situation, a head coach's job and responsibility is to minimize distractions. Obviously, this thing has lingered for quite a while. Considering the team is on a 5-game losing streak, aren't you concerned about the distraction that this could potentially cause, not just for this Sunday, but for next Sunday before the trade deadline?
I really don't see it as a distraction. I think, you know, our players are kind of blocking out all the stuff that's going on outside of our building. That's what I've seen here in the building and meetings and practice. I think, you know, our focus is on Atlanta. And that's really where our focus should be.
Specific to Tua, what are you doing? What are your coaches doing? What is the staff doing to try to ensure that the reports about continued trade discussions do not negatively impact his psyche?
I think his preparation, the way he practices, and the way he performs is, you know, has been good. I mean, I thought he played very well last week. I thought, you know, he was out for a couple games, for a few games, and he came back and played, I thought, very well last week. So, I think his psyche's in a good place. He's a confident kid. He's a tough kid. And really, he's played in 2 games this year. So he should have a lot of confidence in the way he's played. We have a lot of confidence in him because of the way he's played. And we just, you know, our focus is on, you know, Atlanta and trying to, you know, for him to play you know, to play well again, and our team to play well again.
I'm sorry. Speaking broadly, do you talk to guys often about what to do with noise? I mean, when you're winning, I mean, Nick Saban calls it rat poison. You know, when you're losing, everybody on social media has got an opinion on everything, and you can't fully insulate players from that, obviously. Do you issue periodic reminders, read this stuff, don't read this stuff, don't believe this stuff, because I was within these walls, or is it just assumed by now that that's what a player is supposed to do?
I think it's assumed. I think it's not just our team. It's the world, really. I mean, I think there's always – someone writing about something, positive, negative, opinions, positive opinions, negative opinions. I think our players understand that. That's part of being a professional athlete, a coach in the, college or these professional leagues, whatever sport, basketball, hockey, baseball. That kind of comes with the territory. I think we all understand that. But our focus is on, the task right in front of you. So today's practice, today's walkthrough, today's preparation, in preparation for this weekend's game. So that's where, our guys are. I think they've done a good job of that. It's a resilient group. I say that every day, and I really believe that. And I think their minds are in the right place.
How much of a sense do you feel you have about where Tua's career is headed after his resume to this point, which is 12 pro starts?
I think he's developing. I think this kid is smart. I think he's tough. I think he's talented. I think he's accurate. I think he's definitely has an opportunity to be a very good player. But there's a lot that goes into that, A lot of work from him, a lot of work from us. It doesn't just happen overnight. He knows that. We know that. There's always bumps in the road for anyone in any, career or any profession. I'm sure you've had your own bumps in the road, Joe. You got to work through those, work through that adversity, and you become better for it. He's already dealt with adversity with the hip. He's overcome it. I think he definitely has a chance to be a very good NFL player.
Brian, are the five guys who missed the game Sunday because of injuries on track to at least have a chance to play this Sunday?
They've got a chance. Yeah, they've got a chance. Byron X, Shaheen, Preston, Devontae, all five have a chance. We'll see how today's practice is gonna, give us a lot on those guys. But they're all doing everything they can do to get back as quickly as possible, and hopefully we have they do well today, and still got a couple of days before the game. So
we talked a lot about this Wednesday. It's obviously an unusual week with the schedule, with the travel, all that. Are things kind of where you'd hope they would be in terms of the things you have to check off the list this week?
I think so. I mean, it was a good practice yesterday. It was good energy. Guys moved around well, so I think we're back into a normal week routine. So it's funny. I woke up this morning and told my wife I was landing in London a week ago. It was 10 o'clock there or 9:30 there. So it's good to be, home and in a normal routine.
Ryan, you're obviously working in practice every day, as you say, but talking about social media, about the status of the team with this losing streak, what are your conversations like with the guys? Obviously, with the talk of trading for a quarterback, how are your talks with the guys? Not about the football side, but about the mental side, about the mental strength that maybe this team has been lacking in those games that they have lost.
Those conversations, and I wouldn't say there's a lot of them. I mean, it's our guys are pretty focused on what's in front of us. I know it's near impossible to not, read whatever's on social media, but I think they do a good job of ignoring most of the stuff outside of our building and listening to, what our coaches are saying and trying to communicate with one another. I think it's a mentally tough team. I think, you know, I think they're sticking together. I think they're, I think they're mentally tough, and I think, you know, we're just, you know, kind of rearing for another opportunity to get out there and play against a tough team, and you know, try to turn it around.
Well, what are some of the ways that you feel you, Chris, and the entire organization have supported Tua Tagovailoa since he became a Dolphin?
I think it's no different than we support any other, you know, player that we bring in. You know, try to get to know him, try to find out the best ways to teach, try to figure out strengths, weaknesses, and build on the strengths and build on the weaknesses as well. I think you know, I think we try to support every player, and Tua is no different from that standpoint. And look, to me, you know, that's what coaching is about. It's about trying to help each player become the best version of themselves. That's on the field, that's off the field. I think all of that is part of being, you know, the best player, possible coach, possible whatever it is that you could be. There's a lot that goes into that. I don't think it's just one technique, one fundamental, a play call. You know, I think there's a lot that goes into that, of supporting each individual player. And I think, you know, that's the job, is to, you know, do everything we can possibly do to help each player, you know, reach their optimum level. I think we do that for every player, and Tua is no different.
Coach, the Falcons are the only offense in the NFL to have ran 50 plays out of four different personnel groupings. How does that versatility and the way they can kind of challenge your sub packages, what kind of challenges does that present to you guys on Sunday?
Yeah, they're very versatile. They got a lot of different groupings. They do a good job in really each one of those groupings that create matchups, or try to create matchups or mismatches. And they're balanced. So they do a nice job, you know, really across the board, offensively, defensively, and in kicking game.
In regards to the defense in general, and I know you're involved, have you made it a point, would you care to say that you have or have not made it a point to be even more involved in the defensive planning, strategy, all that stuff this week?
I'm always involved. I'm always involved really across the board, with kind of thoughts here in the kicking game, thoughts offensively, thoughts defensively, matchups, you know, I think we can try to take advantage of matchups. I think, you know, we may need to help a guy, whether, you know, whatever phase it is. So I try to stay involved really in all three phases. So,
I wanted to ask you about Eric Rowe. Obviously, I felt like Eric had a pretty decent season last year, with a couple of exceptions against some very good tight ends. This year, he's in a platoon situation. Where is he from a confidence standpoint and a getting the job done assignment-wise standpoint?
I think his confidence is high, as it should be. He's a good player. I think every week's a little bit different as far as a match, as far as matchups, as far as how we're going to attack defensively. You know, we got some, it's a good group of safeties. You know, I think they're, got some young players there, got some veteran players, got some guys who do a few different things well. So, trying to get them all in, has turned really the whole thing into, basically a matchup / grouping, you know, what you're in this, you're in these two, three groupings, and your guys are in these two, three groupings. But specific to Eric, I think he's a He's a good player. He's done a lot of good things in this league, and you know, we're going to need him.
When you have so many safeties coming in and out of the game, how much, and I know you are a package-based team that's mm-hmm. universal for yeah. everybody.
Yeah.
But what with the safeties, they're so responsible for back-end communication in the secondary. How much does that put a strain on that, considering you have not played to the level that you guys played last year?
Well, I think, you know, communication is always critical. And regardless of who's in there, I think we, you know, you have to have, you know, that communication, and that's always at the forefront for safeties, linebackers. But, you know, more often than not in those packages, there's always at least one guy who's in the majority of the time, and that may be by game or by, you know, really more often than not, it's by game. You know, whether it's always McCourty in there or it's always Holland in there, there's always normally one particular guy, unless there's an injury, that's in there and kind of handling the majority of that communication. So we try to keep that the same. That, you know, that'll always be the case, but between that person, Jerome Baker, who's in the game most of the time, we need to do a better job with our communication. But yeah, it's definitely a priority.
Question.
All right, guys. See ya.